Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the room Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
Doing good today, Neil.
Awesome. Let's just jump right into it. Let's get started with ultimately this topic you have that you wrote on Medium, and also will be available from your email list as well, this article.
The title of the presentation is Plenty of Fish Facilitates a Date Between a Wiccan High Priestess and a Christian Minister. You know how popular internet dating sites are and how many millions of Americans use them daily to try to find a love interest. You also know that there are certain individual characteristics that do not make a match. I can think of distance between the individual's homes, educational differences, political differences, financial differences, sexual compatibility differences, age differences, weight difference, and let's not forget religious differences. Plenty of Fish matched me with someone who lived very close. In fact, she lived on the other side of the hill. The profile did not say anything about her religion. We communicated with each other by text and later by phone. Since we were so close distance-wise, we agreed to meet at my house for lunch. We both contributed food. Then the time for our date arrived. She looked just like her picture. It doesn't always happen on dating sites, especially when you're being catfished. We started to eat our meal and began talking to each other, finding out bits of information that was not on the profile. I told her I was an ordained Christian minister and said, "How about you?" She then explained that she was the high priestess of the local Wiccan community. She was a witch. Of course, the words deal breaker were pounding in my head. She told me she was the high priestess of a local coven of 30 members and explained her religion. I was fascinated and kept asking her more and more questions. We never got around to a different topic before it was time to end the day. And here's my dating tip. Especially if you're going to have to drive a distance to meet someone you've never met before, find out as much as you can about potential deal breakers. If they are located close to you physically, you don't have to investigate as much. But if you drive 5.5 hours for lunch, as I did one time, and find out you've been catfished, it's going to ruin your day. Want to find out more? On Amazon, my amazing book is called The Definitive Guide to Recognizing and Avoiding Romantic Relationship Scammers and Catfishers. Check it out.
Wow. Crazy story, Wynn. Definitely check it out, and I appreciate it. And any other things to add, Wynn, to this? I'm speechless.
Well, I'm glad I could brighten up your morning. I have lots of different tales to tell, but only so much time to tell them.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll connect again with our next segment. Again, this was the Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface. And take care, guys.